A critical look at Hollywood's Oppenheimer and its revisionist storytelling. In the landscape of contemporary cinema, Oppenheimer, Hollywood's latest blockbuster, has ignited a firestorm of acclaim. Touted as a riveting exploration into the life of Robert Oppenheimer, the so-called father of the atomic bomb, it has been lauded for its dramatic portrayal of genius marred by hubris. Yet, beneath the surface of these commendations lies a deeper, more troubling narrative that warrants scrutiny. The New York Times described the biopic as a profound narrative that brilliantly charts the turbulent life of the American theoretical physicist, encapsulating the catastrophic events of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. While anticipated to be a frontrunner for the Academy Award for Best Picture, it presents a glaringly heroic yet complex depiction of Oppenheimer, skirting around the apparent impact of the atomic bombings on Japan. This representation is symptomatic of Hollywood's long-standing tradition of selective historical framing. By focusing on Oppenheimer's internal struggles and positioning him as a tragic hero, the film conspicuously omits the visceral horrors experienced by those at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Such omissions not only distort historical realities but also perpetuate a unilateral narrative that sidelines the suffering of non-Western populations. Takufu Zuberi, a distinguished professor at the University of Pennsylvania, articulates a critical perspective on the film's portrayal. Oppenheimer, according to Zuberi, propagates the notion of nobility in the creation of the atomic bomb. This interpretation, he argues, is not only misleading but also erases the fact that the usage of atomic bombs was an unnecessary act of violence, given Japan's imminent surrender. The film, therefore, becomes a vehicle for promoting a skewed historical narrative, one that glorifies military might while glossing over the brutal realities of imperial aggression. Furthermore, Oppenheimer's narrative encapsulates Hollywood's broader issues with historical representation, particularly its tendency to exalt controversial figures through a heroic lens. This approach does not merely sanitize past atrocities, it actively shapes public perception, molding complex historical figures into palatable characters devoid of their contentious legacies. The absence of global perspectives in Hollywood narratives, as exemplified by Oppenheimer, underscores a deeper problem: the industry's insularity and its propensity to narrate history from a predominantly Western viewpoint. This solipsistic approach not only narrows the scope of storytelling but also marginalizes diverse historical experiences, perpetuating a cultural hegemony that prioritizes Western narratives over a more inclusive historical discourse. In critiquing Oppenheimer, it is essential to recognize these broader tendencies within Hollywood to engage in revisionist storytelling. Such narratives not only misrepresent historical realities but also diminish the complexity of global histories in favor of simplified, palatable narratives.